Welcome to Leading Through Life. I'm your host today, Ellie Clifford, and today on the podcast, we have Betsy Battle, the current Chief Investment Officer and founding partner of Lone Peaks Partners. Thank you so much for taking the time to get together today, Ms. Battle.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
For our listeners at home, here's a little background on Ms. Battle. She grew up in Chattanooga, Tennessee. She graduated Phi Beta Kappa from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. She has had an impressive career working in the financial services industry, including at Bankers Trust, Citicorp, and JP Morgan, in the sales and trading area, and for the prominent investor George Soros for 8 years. She then founded her own company, Lone Peak Partners, which is an investment management business. She also serves on a number of boards, including on the foundation board of the University of North Carolina's Keegan Flagler Business School and on the board of the Breast Cancer Research Foundation. In her free time, she enjoys horseback riding, tennis, and relaxing by the beach. Is there anything you would like to add?
Nope, that's pretty much everything.
So today we're here to talk about leadership. Looking at your life and career, it seems that you've always had leadership skills. For example, you were the president of your sorority in college, and then you've been very successful in the financial world, including starting your own company. What has made you so successful, and how would you describe your leadership style?
Well, I think leadership has always been and will always be leading by example. Mm-hmm. And it, you know, you... depending upon where you are in your life, you sort of need to make those examples more prominent or more visible or less visible. But I do think in order to be a successful leader, you have to work harder, study harder. You just have to be better or attempt to be better than everybody you're trying to lead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So is there a specific way you would describe your leadership style and why you think it's so successful specifically?
When I got your questions, I was thinking about this a lot. And I think, one of the things, whether I go back to college days or before college days or certainly now and through my financial career, I think one of the reasons hopefully I've been successful is I've never ever lost a sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
And also another aspect I think of leading is there are times to really get frosted with situations, and there are times mm-hmm. to not get frosted with situations. And I think particularly in the stress of the financial world or the world of markets, a lot of tension, a lot of stress can be relieved with a sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people lose that.
Yeah.
And it is my belief that every great leader has to have a sense of humor about basically everything, but most importantly, perhaps about himself or herself.
Yeah, that's a great answer. Being an important female leader, do you think that women and men have different ways of leading, or do you think that's pretty similar?
No, I think they have terribly different ways of leading. I think, and some of it, some of it depends on the career that you're in. There are certain careers that, if you look at the number of female CEOs, there are certain careers that is more accepted than others.
Yeah.
I happen to have spent now since 1976, all those years in the financial services business, either on Wall Street or hedge fund community or now my own firm. And in that community, women tend to lead in a very different way. It's my hope that they will continue to lead as women, not as women behaving or feeling like they need to behave like men.
Yeah. So similar to that question is, how did you feel, or I mean, if you felt like you did, but how did you break through and find the opportunity to lead in a position that, or in a field that tends to have so many men in leadership roles?
It's interesting because I remember in a trading floor environment when I was very young, I was in my 20s, mm-hmm. and I went to management on the trading floor and asked for a leadership role.
Oh, wow.
And it was interesting because to this day, I remember the reaction of the trading floor manager I was having this discussion with, mm-hmm. and he said to me, "Wow, I'm very surprised you're asking for this."
Wow.
But, you know, that was in the early 80s. So I think back then, the reason I got those roles is I asked for them.
Yeah. So how and where do you think you learned to be a leader? If there was one specific, you know, point, but, or, you know, when was the most influential point that you felt there was a turning point somewhere in your life, or, you know?
That's an interesting question. I can't think of one specific point or time when I thought, oh, well, you know, you can be a good leader.
Yeah.
I think that, honestly, a lot of this comes from our parents and how we grow up. And I think it has to do with confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And if you believe that, and this is not about, what I'm about to say is not about success.
Yeah.
It's just about confidence to try things that you think would be exciting and interesting to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at a very young age, I think probably my parents inspired confidence in me to ask to do and pursue the things that I felt I would be good at. But it was not so much about being successful as it was, you know, it was more about the journey than the destination.
100%,
and,
yeah.
You know, if I had applied myself and tried my best, and that journey made it all worthwhile. So I guess that's a long way of saying it probably goes back to my parents instilling that confidence in me.
Yeah, that's a great answer. So kind of similar to that one, I mean, obviously you mentioned your parents, but did you have any other important teachers or mentors in your life that you felt had a big impact on you?
Less than you might think.
Yeah.
I do think, and I've taken a lot of grief for saying this in professional circles, but I happen to agree with this statement. But I think women in the financial world, at least the world that I'm in, are learning to mentor.
Yeah.
They have not mentored very well, in my view,
mm-hmm.
in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is, I think it's not because there's a lack of desire, but I think they've been so busy sort of trying to preserve their own skins,
yeah.
so to speak, that there are, you know, there are only a finite number of hours in a day. to be able to do anything you want to do. Now, I will tell you that, thankfully, I think that is changing a great deal. I think women are learning to be better mentors, making the time for it, even in their own sort of stressful professional situations. And I'd say over the past, I don't know, let's call it 5 to 10 years, I think women have gotten a lot better at mentoring. But I came along at a time that, you know, there really weren't that many mentors.
Yeah.
There certainly were not female mentors, because there weren't that many of them in the profession that I was in. But, you know, there weren't mentors. I once said to a very high profile person I worked with for a number of years in the financial world, I ran into him in a social situation, and I said, "You taught me so much about X, Y, Z," and I can't remember what X, Y, and Z were, but I said, "You know, you taught me," and he looked at me and said, "I didn't teach you anything, you learned."
Yeah.
And, you know, I walked away from that conversation, and I thought, wow, you know, he's absolutely right. He's absolutely right. This was not about being taught. It was about observing and learning.
Yeah.
Wow. And there's a huge difference.
100%. So what do you think were some of the challenges of leadership that you faced? Or, you know, having these high roles, and these are all very broad, so just feel free to apply them however you would like, but.
Oh, gosh, there's so many of them, I'm not sure I could. You know, I think, you know, I think there's a really fine balance between, as a leader, you need to be challenged.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need to be challenged by the people you have responsibility for leading.
Okay.
And sometimes those challengings can be very challenging. But I can't think of one of them that has occurred that, you know, all the parties coming out of it have not been better off than they were before you went into it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess leadership works the best when the people you're leading and when you are very, very, very open to learning from each other.
Okay.
And adapting.
Yeah, 100%.
Because, you know, when you're leading people, there are all sorts of different shapes and sizes and different talents. And, you know, I'm a big believer that if you let people express their talent, what they really, really, you know, a leader's job is not to mold somebody. A leader's job is to create an environment in which they can succeed.
Yeah.
And we all don't succeed with the same skill set. And I think that, you know, as I matured as a leader, I think that that was probably a huge learning experience, to let people be the best at the things that they wanted to be the best at. Not what I wanted, but what they wanted.
Because then that would benefit, you know, everyone the most. So where do you think leadership has had the greatest impact? And where do you think you've used your leadership skills in other aspects of your life rather than just, you know, the business? And,
oh, wow. Well, I think... the way the way I think of leadership, honestly, I can't think of an aspect of my life where I haven't used it. I mean, you know, one of the things that I've ridden a lot and been involved with training and riding young horses. And, you know, when something weighs 1,200 to 1,500 pounds and you get in a disagreement about anything, I promise you the horse is going to win and you're not. And, you know, horses have taught me an awful lot about leadership. I mean, you don't muscle a horse. You cajole, you sort of bargain with them, you make it very apparent what you'd like and what you would not like. And so I think, you know, it might sound odd, but I don't think leadership in business is really any different than that.
Yeah. And finally, what advice do you have for young people who want to become leaders? Some things you may have told your younger self, or, you know.
To sort of take the conversation full circle, I think if I had to say something to my younger self regarding leadership, I would say just keep a sense of humor and don't ever, ever, ever take yourself too seriously. Because there are typically, whether it's, you know, leadership, all sorts of different aspects of your life, you know, nothing is typically, nothing is a life or death situation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, keeping a sense of humor, keeping an open mind, and a very, very, very strong moral compass, I think, is crucial. And, you know, all those things I just said are not really, you know, we're not talking about things that require extraordinary amounts of intelligence.
Yeah.
They just require a lot of common sense, mm-hmm. and a lot of honesty. Yeah. So those were the things I'd say. I mean, I never, you know, it's leaders are successful, like I said, when they create situations in which the people that they're trying to lead can be really, really successful.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. Well, this has been so fascinating. That's all the time we have today. Thank you so much for joining us today, Ms. Battle, and it was really a pleasure to have you. For our listeners
at home, thank you very much.
For our listeners at home, keep your eyes open for the next episode of Leading Through Life. And thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.